Shannon and the Dream for a School, written by Janet Wilson, narrated by Pamela Matthews. Image: a kindergarten student, Janelle Wiesk, holds up a sign during a protest in Attawapiskat. "We want a new school, please." Image: Shannon stands at a microphone and speaks to a crowd on Parliament Hill. "When I shook his hand, I told him that we're not going to quit." Shannon Kustachin, The Globe and Mail. Quote of the day, May 30th, 2008. Image: a map of James Bay. Glossary. Aboriginal. Collective name for original peoples. The Canadian Constitution recognizes three groups of Aboriginal peoples: Indians, commonly referred to as First Nations, Métis, and Inuit. These are three distinct peoples with unique histories, languages, cultural practices, and spiritual beliefs. More than 1 million people in Canada identify themselves as Aboriginal. Apartheid. Deliberate discrimination based on race. It was used in South Africa to describe the legal system of denying citizens rights based on their skin color. Some claim that apartheid was influenced by the Canadian Indian Act. Assembly of First Nations, AFN, the national voice of more than 600 First Nations communities in Canada. It negotiates with the Government of Canada on things such as the right to self-government and equitable sharing of lands and resources. www.afn.ca. Assimilation. A government policy aimed to encourage Aboriginals to leave behind their traditional cultures and become civilized. Image: a row of tall grass and tree boughs in the middle of a snowy plain. Caption: blind. Blind, a screen made of tree boughs and grasses to hide hunters. Convention on the Rights of the Child. The United Nations, deciding that children needed special protection, declared that all children have basic human rights regardless of race, sex, religion, culture, or any other status. Dreamcatcher. A hanging willow hoop on which is woven a loose web to catch bad dreams, which are then destroyed by the dawn. Fancy shawl dance. Dancers wear beautiful regalia of brightly colored satin, ribbon, and organza adorned with appliqué and a beaded cape, leggings, moccasins, hairpieces, and jewelry. Feast, an important Cree tradition. Feasts represent the relationship between animals and humans and show the respect for animals who have given themselves for the benefit of the people. All food from the feast is considered sacred and must not be wasted in any way. Grass dance. Dancers flatten the grass with their feet where feasts and special ceremonies are to take place. In some regions, the grass dance was a ceremonial healing dance intended to doctor a sick child who was too weak to move. Indian Act. Enacted by Canada's Parliament in 1876, the Act provides a legal definition of Indian and determines the rights of status registered Indians in Canada. Several revisions were made over time to increase their civil rights, but the Act still restricts the right of Native communities to govern themselves. The International Children's Peace Prize, awarded annually to a child who has devoted a lot of his or her energy to improving the rights of children. www.kidsrights.org. INAC, INAC, Indian and Northern Affairs Canada, recently changed to Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development Canada, is a federal ministry responsible for education, health, and safety of the First Nations. Its mandate is to protect the environment from pollution on reserve lands and provide safe and reliable drinking water. It provides social programs, housing, help for persons with disabilities, and income assistance. www.ainc-inac.gc.ca. Jingle dress. Made from multicolor fabric decorated with more than 100 tin cones, originally made from tobacco can lids, that create a jingling sound as the dancer moves. Image.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?